like to welcome you to our show today at Take Time for Jesus. After today's message, we will have information on how you can contact the show or access past shows here at Take Time for Jesus. And now with today's message, here's Brother Earl and Sister Sarah.
Praise the Lord. It's time to take time for Jesus as we come to you by the way of the satellite over the across the lands. And we just pray that God will give you an ear to hear and a heart to believe what the scripture says, not because I say it, but because it's written and the word of God is truth. And many people defile from it because they don't want to believe the whole report. As Isaiah 53 says, who has believed our report? Unto whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? My friend, if they would read the report that's been given and believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and he is the arm of the Lord, he is God himself manifested in the flesh to take away the sins of the world. No other one can give you the forgiveness of your sins. No government, no man alive walks on the face of this earth. Jesus, God in the flesh, came and died for our sins. And he promised when he left to go back into the kingdom of God, when he was carried up, he left instructions to the apostles there that they should remain in Jerusalem until they were endued with power from on high. They was there for 10 days. And Judas was the one that led him to him and was the instigator of him, arresting him, and he fell headlong and was busted asunder because of his transgression. My friend, today a lot of people have come to the place to wherein they have so much division amongst the so-called church world, but God's only got one church, and he is the church of the living God. We're born into it. You don't. It's not an organization that you put your name on the book there and they collect from you or whatever or tell you what to do. The Church of the Living God is worrying that he purchased us there at Calvary with his life and his shed blood. We belong to him because he purchased us there with his blood. And we know that by these things that we should be able to do his will. And they'll report that's been given. Isaiah spoke of the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, coming. And Jeremiah spoke of it and all of the prophets. And it came down to the day of Pentecost when it came forth there in the upper room where all of them, 120, was there in one mind and one accord. But the problem today is that you get a group of people together and they all got something other different from what everybody else. And they've got their minds wandering here and there in one thing or another. But these 120 was in the upper room waiting for the promise that the Lord told them to tarry and wait for them till they was endued with power from on high. This promise was fulfilled to those that was in the upper room. And the sound of a rushing wind, not a rushing wind, but the sound of one, came in there and clothed in tongues of fire. But you got a lot of these denominations to deny that. They don't want it. They ain't going to have it. Well, I'm sorry for those that won't receive what God have in store. Then they're not going to receive their part of the kingdom of God. If you don't believe the whole report, then somewhere or another you may fall short and not be entered into the kingdom of God. If you remember when Noah built the ark, he got it finished and God told him to come into the ark. God's speaking to people's hearts today. Come unto me and I will give you rest. The door of opportunity is still open even right today. It stayed open for 7 days in the ark there, but nobody entered into it. So when it was shut, it was too late. When the church of the living God is taken out from this world, the devil is going to have a free hand because the only thing that's restraining him now is the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. The people that are praying and asking God to wait just a little longer. We've got loved ones. We like friends and now we would like to win them for thee before it's too late. But my friend, the time is going to come when God is going to be He's just going to be put up with all of it. He's going to, and his wrath is going to be poured out upon them, on the sinnerly ungodly, them that refuse to believe the report, them that refuse to him and refuse to believe on the only begotten of God, full of grace and truth. That God was manifested in the flesh, came into this world to die for us. It's all there in the report, my friend. But if you don't believe the report, then I would suggest that you get down and pray and ask God to help you and reveal the arm of the Lord to you by the scriptures. If you read John, the first chapter of John, and read it with your heart open, and it'll reveal the arm of the Lord to you, because it will tell you that God was manifested in the flesh, came and walked among men. My friend, it's time we got it right. It's time we come without a division, but come into one mind and one accord to serve the true and the living God in spirit and in truth, worshiping him and him only, not some doctrine that some people has come up with, and we don't want this and we ain't gonna have that. If you don't have the whole word of God, if you don't believe it all, there's not going to, part of it ain't going to do you no good. If you need to come to the place to wherein you believe the report that's been given. And the report is that God gave his only begotten son. The sonship of God was the flesh that he came in. Believe the report that's been given, my friend, or elsewise you'll be lost without any hope. The only hope that we have is in Christ Jesus. The Lord himself came into this world. God manifested in the flesh to die for yours and my sins. See, we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But all these things happened years before you and I that are under the sound of my voice was ever come into this world. Even maybe even wasn't even thought of. But God had everything in his mind. And from the time that the beginning, and he knows it all, to from the middle to the end, the beginning to the end, and all in between. He knew the day that you and I would come into this world, and he made provision for us. The thing of it is that you've got to accept the way that God said. Repent, turn from our wicked ways, and turn unto the Lord, and he would heal us, bring us forth. Soul, mind, and body will he cleanse us by his precious blood. Without the shedding of blood, there was no remission of sin. And if you don't believe the report, my friend, you'll believe every lie that the devil has come up with out of the world. As many people believe today that God made man and woman to cohabitate together, they believe that what the devil has put in them. They get things give to them because they worship the devil. Jesus, when he was there in the wilderness, was tempted. The devil come unto him in a high place there and showed him all the kingdoms of the world. Told him, he said, I'll give you all of this if you'll just bow down and worship me. Jesus didn't tell him it wasn't his to give. All he told him, he said, thou shalt not have no other gods before me. So if you got some other religion coming from anything except in the Bible, the truth of God's word, and you believe what man has told you and you don't know what the word says, my friend, you're in trouble. Read the word. Read your Bible and find out what it has to say and go with it, regardless of what I or somebody else may come up. The truth of God's word is in the lids of the Bible. He came in the volume of the book, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. God manifested in the flesh. So you got to believe the report. Elsewise, you don't believe. It's a sin, and no sin's going to enter in. My wife's got something other here I wanted to read for you. And we just want you to hear the word of God. Not because we done it, but because it is the word of God. And the only way into salvation is believing upon the Lord Jesus Christ and him crucified, receiving him into your life. Repent, calling upon the name of the Lord. Here's my wife.
Well, praise the Lord. I want to share with you an article on Pentecost. Now, a lot of people probably don't believe it, but Pentecost Sunday this year, I believe, is on September the 16th. And we have several Jewish calendars, and they have, and that was the day, I think it said, for Pentecost was on September the 16th. It's always on a Sunday. And having established that the powerful events of Pentecost were the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy, the Apostle Peter began to preach Christ to the multitude. Under the anointing and inspiration of the Holy Ghost, Peter preached a powerful, life-giving message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The dramatic words of Peter came crushing down upon the hearts of those Jewish men. Jesus was the Messiah they had waited for so long, and with their own hands, they had crucified the Lord of glory. There was no denying the serious spiritual implications of such statements. Surely they were doomed by their dreadful actions against Jesus Christ. It was almost more than they could bear. But Peter's message was not just an explanation of the outpouring of God's Spirit, or simply a severe condemnation of Israel. It was also a message of hope and life and grace through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. A lost and guilt-ridden world had long awaited the means by which it could be freed from the domination and oppression of sin. From the time of Adam until the ministry of Jesus, men had sought a way that their sins could be completely forgiven. The blood sacrifices of the wilderness tabernacle or of the temple could be made, but they were not. They were only temporary solutions, and they only postponed the judgment of man's sin. Then Jesus came into the world, gave himself a ransom for us, and provided a plan of salvation whereby mankind could receive complete liberty from the power of sin. Through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we were given the means to receive forgiveness and enjoy the presence of the Lord in our individual lives. Jesus promised to send a comforter, and on the day of Pentecost, the promise was fulfilled. A small group of Jews had tarried in Jerusalem for several days when suddenly the gift of the Holy Ghost came upon them. These faithful followers of Jesus were together in one accord, in one place, and a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind filled the house, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. As this happened, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance, Acts 2:1-4. The gift of the Holy Ghost that Jesus had promised they would receive was at last in the world and inside of believers. The gift of the Holy Ghost was outpoured, and the Church of the Living God was born with great power and authority and wisdom. The Spirit was not a gift reserved only for the Jews. Rather, it was a promise for every generation, nation, and tongue, even as many as the Lord shall call. Acts 2:39. The newborn church was not a weak, ineffectual body at the moment of its birth. Holy Ghost-filled men were inspired to preach the life-giving gospel of Jesus Christ. The results were immediate. The Apostle Peter's message on the day of Pentecost, resulting in the saving of at least 3,000 souls. And since that dynamic explosion of the Spirit, the church has continued to grow. The growth of the church has not been without satanic resistance, much spiritual warfare, and personal hardship, but the church is ordained of God, and His blessings have been continually on it. The results of Pentecost was Peter's sermon on the day of Pentecost was not long in coming. In Acts 2:37, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? When the men of Jerusalem responded to the gospel of Jesus Christ, Peter had a ready and complete answer to their spiritual dilemma. Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's Acts 2:38. Peter explained that the promise of the Holy Ghost was not only to them, but also there for children and to all that the Lord shall call. Acts 2:39. And that's the way it is today. You can, if the Lord called you to receive the Holy Ghost, don't refuse it. The first apostolic message had been preached. Sinners had felt the convicting power of God's word, and 3,000 souls had reminded by obeying the preached word. The church grew in number. The saints continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and the Lord added to the church daily. Acts 2:41-47. And that Holy Ghost is still available for you today. All you have to do is repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins, and be sorrowful and turn from your sinful ways and look to Jesus. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may not come for any of us. Look up. Jesus is coming soon.
Praise the Lord. Amen. The time for now, my friend, is the time is to get our priorities together and come to the knowledge of the truth in Christ Jesus by the reading of his word and believing the report that's been given. Isaiah asked him there, who has believed the report? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? If you believe, that is the first beginning of faith, my friend. Except you believe that he is who he said he was, as he told the scribes and the Pharisees, except you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. The scriptures that was given unto us by the apostles also is we need to believe. Jesus came into this world, God manifested in the flesh, to die on the cross of Calvary for yours and my sins. My friend, it was the only way. Back in the old days, in the Old Testament times, they sacrificed an animal, a lamb of the first year, without spot or blemish. But the blood of animals couldn't do away with our sins. It just covered it up, and every year it had to be done. But when Jesus came, the lamb slain from the foundation of the world, came into this world and died for our sins, his blood is still just as powerful and forgiving of our sins as it was when it flowed from Emmanuel's veins. We got to understand, my friend, that that's the only name given about where we can be saved. Now, many people go and baptize in the name, they say, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Well, that was an old saying back from a harlot church, and that's the way they do. But they got many names that they go by. They pray to Mary, to pray to Jesus, to pray to the Father. My friend, there's only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism that we're baptized into one body, and that's the body of God, Jesus Christ himself. We make up the body of Christ here on the earth by being born again of the water and of the Spirit. Being baptized in his name is wherein that you put on him in baptism. You die to the world and show the world that you put on Christ by the baptism of Jesus in Jesus' name. There's a lot of denominations going contrary to it, my friend, but that's something other that they're going to have to answer for before the true and the living God. I believe that it's the only way that God has gave us the pattern, the roadmap into glory, and if we vary from it, we're going to get into trouble. When you go from here to wherever you're going to go on your vacation, you first get your map out and you look and you pick out the best way to go. And I've done this. I've traveled across this United States as a driver, for a truck driver, for a long time. And you have to pick out the best route, my friend. Some people pick out a route to carry them off of the bitten trail, and they get into trouble off of it. But if you get off of the trail that God has gave to us, the Word of God, if you get out of that and try to follow into some other doctrine or some other way, which is many ways you can go from here to New York, but the best way to go is to get on 95 over there and go straight up. But nevertheless, somebody can go all the way over through Texas if they want to. But there's only one way into the kingdom, and Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Well, on the day of Pentecost, the fulfillment of that promise that Jesus gave to them that was fulfilled there when they were 120 in the upper room for 10 days. 40 days, Jesus ascended into the kingdom of God out of their sight in the clouds. But he's to come back again in the same manner. But he told them to wait there in Jerusalem for the promise of power from due on high. So when they come to the place there, they tarried there and waited until they were endued with the power of God. The Holy Ghost came in on there as a sound of a wind, and they spake in tongues that the Spirit gave them utterance. There's a lot of people that's been around, and they claim it's the Holy Ghost, but they whistle and they do all kinds of things. It disturbed because that's the way the devil in them has got them to believe, and it causes a disturbance, and many people won't believe in it today. But my friend, anything that's out of order, I don't care where it's at, the Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Pentecostal, or wherever it may come, if it's out of order, it's not of God, because he does things decently and in order. And these people jumping up and kicking over the chairs and hollering and screaming into the top of their voice and claiming it's the Holy Ghost, forget it. He don't work in no such a way as that. He works calm and cool and collective, so to say, and decently in order, if you want to know the truth. He come into this world to die for yours and my sins. He left this world after his resurrection on the 40th day, and he was seen by many, one time at about 500 or so of many. But he come and he told the apostles there that they would be endued with power from that. The day of Pentecost came, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. The speaking in tongues come from the Spirit of truth, the Holy Ghost. You don't know what you're saying, but Paul made mention about the nine gifts of the Spirit, and one of them's the interpretation. But many of these denominations don't want to believe in it, and they won't have it. They may come up short when the day they stand before the Lord, because unbelief is sin, my friend. You either believe the report or leave it alone. You'd be better off to not even try than it is to try to enter in with unbelief in your heart, because unbelief is sin. We got to come to realize that you got to believe the full report that God gave there of himself, that he sent his only begotten Son, the flesh that God came in. You know, you couldn't nail a spirit of God's a spirit, and them that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. How in the world would they nail the spirit, the true living God in the spirit, to a cross? It would be impossible, my friend. So he spoke his word into the womb of Mary, the little Jew girl, which was out of the lineage of David, where kings come from, because he is King of kings and Lord of lords. He spoke his word and became flesh and dwelt among us. God himself came into this world to die for yours and my miserable soul, that we wouldn't have to go into the torment of hell with the devil and all of them that desire to go. The Bible speaks about hell as enlarging itself because that people want to be so accommodating to go. That's where they want to go, so it had to enlarge itself. But it was not made for man. It was made prepared for the devil and his angels. And therefore, but man has got to be deceived by the God of this world, the devil himself, and they believe him more than they believe the report that God has given of his only begotten Son, and they believe only that what they want to believe. Different denominations came out of the Church of Counselors and Nicaes. Different ones don't want this, but we have this. Same way it was at the Tower of Babel. The people that got to where they could speak, and they didn't know what one was saying, but them that got together because they understood and knew, they went their separate ways. That's why you got all different languages in the world. And they went to the environment. It caused them to, maybe the pigment of the skin changed or whatever, but nevertheless, there's only one true gospel, the gospel that the apostles brought, that Jesus taught to them. And there's only one church, the church of the living God, which he purchased with his own blood. These denominations believe this and believe that, and without considering the whole gospel, the whole word of God, and they take it out what they want to believe, and they throw away what they don't want to believe. It's not going to work, my friend. They're going to come up short, as Judas did. He sold the Lord for 30 pieces of silver. A lot of them today is preaching for the wealth and the goodness of whatever they can get, the money they got building, big check, bank accounts, big houses that they live in over several $100,000, big automobiles and all this stuff. Well, it's all going to go up in smoke one day, my friend. But what's done for the Lord, for God, it's going to last. It'll be. But if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and accept him as our personal Savior, believe the report that's been given, and the report was given on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit of truth came and filled them with the power of God, and they spake with that heavenly language that only God knows. And when you're praying in the tongue, you're speaking directly to the Lord himself. He understands it better than you could anyway. But nevertheless, many people don't want to even have it. They'll tell you right quick, we ain't going to have it. We don't want it. They ain't going to have it. And they'll go one denomination will change this, and they'll change this and one thing. But my friend, there's only one true living God. His name is Jesus. The Father came into the flesh, and he was crucified for you and I, died for you, shed his blood, purchased you and I there at Calvary from our sins by the shedding of his blood. If we believe in him, we believe also the word that which in that was spoken about by the apostle. The apostle doctrine and teaching is the only true gospel. If you go by any other way, my friend, you're liable to come up short. There's only one way into the kingdom, and Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, but many try to go in many different ways. If they would come to find out in Revelations when John was carried out there and he showed the old harlot church, set him up on the beast with the seven heads there, knowing Larry, and it was given to him that he would torment, he would destroy the old harlot church, burn it with fire. So why believe in something other that's not going to make it, my friend? There's only one way. Jesus said, I am the way. No one can get there except through him. He's the founder of the church. He said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. My friend, Jesus is the rock that followed the children of Israel in the wilderness all there that they drank out of. And therefore, my friend, it's the only way into the kingdom of God is through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our God, the Savior of the soul. Through his place he took on Calvary, stood in yours and my place, died for our sins, and gave us the opportunity of salvation. But you got to believe. Except you believe and repent, you will in all ways likewise die. You just won't have any hope if you don't believe. But unbelief is sin. If you don't believe that God was manifested in the flesh and came and died for our sins, and you believe that some other kind of whatever you might believe, but you don't believe the truth of God's word, then, my friend, you're going to come up short when we stand before the judgment of God. There's going to be a bema seat of Christ, that wherein the righteous will come and receive their reward, and they are going to the marriage supper of the Lamb. But, my friend, there's going to come a time after that that the judgment, white throne judgment of God, when death, hell, and the grave gives up its dead, and the book's going to be open, they're going to be judged out of it, and another book will be open, the book of life, and if their name is not in it, they'll be cast again into hell, which is the second death. So you can die to the world and live to Christ and live forever, or you can die into the sins, be brought up, and then cast again to the second death. It's entirely up to you. Nobody's going to make you. God ain't going to make you serve him. It's a free will. It's your choice and my choice. My choice is to serve the Lord my God with the best of my understanding. Preach to you the word of God, and hoping that you would understand. Read the word. Find out what it has to say. Don't believe every wind of doctrine and everything that comes down the road and saying this and saying that, but leave the full report that's been given. Start with Genesis and come into wherein that God created the heavens and the earth. Well, You got these bunch of people that come along and come in with this saying man sprung from a monkey and all that kind of stuff and everything. Well, it's a lie out of hell. God created the heavens and the earth and the fullness thereof, and he planted a garden in the midst there, and he made, they said, let us make man in our own image. Well, God and Jesus and the Spirit of God who spoke there together as one, we. But he made an image of a man out of the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils and became a living soul. He created the woman out of the bone of Adam under his side where the woman should be. There's things in the Word of God, my friend, that if some of these preachers would read it and hear to it and believe it and teach it and know that it's going to have to be the way God said it, dude, and believe that it is the truth and look to him to lead and guide them. Some of them are teaching all kinds of things. That's why we got so many different religions in the world, is because of the day that they stood there and they come out of the church of council is all kinds of junk. My friend, there's only one true gospel. The apostle teaching, Jesus himself, God himself, taught the apostles the way, the truth, and the life. He showed himself in many ways and who he was and into them. But they didn't believe him. They didn't believe him then. They don't believe him today. But my friend, Moses went up on the top of the mountain and he got the Ten Commandments. And he asked God and said, let me see you. He said, no, you can't look on my face and live. But nevertheless, he put him in a crack in the rock, covered him with his hand, and he seen his hind part as he passed by, and it illuminated him. When he come down off of the mountain with the tablets of the Ten Commandments, the people couldn't stand to look on his face. And he veiled it, and that same veil is over the children of Israel right now. You see, my friend, we were Gentiles. We were under a curse of death without any hope until Jesus came and gave his life, shed his blood there on the day there on the Calvary's cross and gave us the opportunity of salvation. On the day of Pentecost, it came and it was for all that whosoever will. When Peter was given the keys in some denominations, Peter didn't have no keys. Peter was given the keys to the kingdom. So whatever he bound on earth would be bound in heaven. Whatever he loosed on earth would be loosed in heaven. He would give the keys first to the Jew, the salvation, then to the Samaritans, which was Jews and Gentiles mixed, then to the Gentiles, which was Cornelius' house. And when they seen there Cornelius, he went to him, and there when they received the Holy Ghost and he spake with tongues, Peter, the evidence of it was that Peter made mention thereto, see here, can these be forbidden water that received this Holy Ghost the same as I? How did they receive it? They spoke in tongues, and the Gentiles did. Cornelius' house spoke in tongues. And these people that wanted to believe it, they're lost, my friend. They won't believe the only begotten of Son. They won't believe the full report, and half a report is just half of the report. Ain't no way of halfway getting into the kingdom and halfway not. It's either you in or you out. It ain't no two ways. It's got to be the way that God has intended for us to come into the kingdom where he'll receive us unto himself. But without the fulfillment of his word, without the word being in you, God in Christ reconciling the world to himself. The Christ, when you are baptized in his name, you put on Christ. And when he comes in and he speaks, he gives you that unction there that to know that the Spirit of truth abides in you. He said, I will dwell in you and be with you. I'll go with you even unto the end of the world. My friend, how is he going to go with you? By his Spirit or the inward dwelling. Peter made mention about Paul did rather, to know ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost. My friend, if you can't believe the whole report, if you're going to do you no good to believe just half of it. Believe the full report. Read your Bible. Find out the truth of God's word. Don't believe every wind of doctrine that's come down the way, because there's many false teachers out there. Jesus himself said, be aware of them. The apostles, John said, be aware of them. Paul made mention about them being aware of them. and these things. It said the scriptures are full of false teachings and doctrines. My friend, be aware, there's only one true gospel, and that's the gospel that Jesus taught the apostles, the apostolic teachings and what. Baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, receiving of his Spirit, speaking in tongues is the order in which end that we know that he abides with us. If you don't speak in tongues and you believe and you've said you repented, it can be yours. You just got to believe. You got to receive. But if you don't believe it, you're not going to receive it, because unbelief is sin, and the Spirit of God is not going to have anything to do with sin, whether it's little or big. What is white or black, sin is sin in his sight, and he's not going to have no part of that. He came into this world to save us from our sins, not in our sins, but from our sins. He went to Calvary's cross, God himself, let him take him and nail him to a cross, bearing our sins and iniquities there, nailing him to the cross in order for forgiveness of our sins through his precious blood. That was the one thing. He was innocent of all things, but we were guilty because we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity from because of the unbelief and the fall in the garden, which Adam partaken of the fruit of the good and evil, my friend. And since then, it had to be the animals, blood sacrifice of animals couldn't do it. So God manifested in the flesh, came into this world as a man and died. That which was perfect was give for the unperfect. That which was just was give for the unjust. We were unjust, but God in the flesh of Jesus Christ came. He was just without any sin, spot, wrinkle, or blemish of any kind. He was declared there. And when Pilate said to the Jewish people, he said, "What will I do with your king of the Jews?" They said, "Away with him. We have Caesar." My friend, it got him broke off from the vine, and we were grafted in. But they are going to be saved. They'll come back to the truth of God's word before the finalities. They've got some more trouble they're going to have to go through. It's not my choice, but that's the way God had it. They got to go through Jacob's troubles yet. And the tribulation is going to come upon the unbeliever. And when that old man of sin will be revealed and he requires you to take a mark, I don't think the church is going to be here for that, because if some people are going to take that mark in order to buy and sell, to do what they want to. Once that mark is placed on you, my friend, whatever it is and however it be, different opinions and everything, but he said it would be a mark, 666. If you take that, you're doomed. You're no hope. God ain't going to have no more to do with you. So be aware. Read your Bible, find out what is and what ain't the truth of God's word, and know that his way is the only true way. It's his way. Your way and my way can get you cast out. But if we follow in the ways of righteousness for his name's sake and obey him, then we have that opportunity to enter in. And on that day when we can hear him say, "Enter in." That's what I want you and I to be, that when we come to that place of whether we waiting until that time he comes and takes us in the clouds of glory, or we go by the way of the grave, whichever way it is, we all going to stand one day before the judgment of God. And we want to hear him say, "Enter in," not depart. So let me express it. Believe upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Accept him as your Savior. Believe him. Read the word. Believe what it says and go by what it says, not because these denominations say this and we're going to do this and we're this. Some of them say, if you don't belong to this one here, you can't get into the kingdom. If you don't belong to Jesus, my friend, you'll never make it. I don't care. Your denomination ain't going to get you there nohow. It's being born again of the water and of the Spirit. Belonging to Jesus Christ is the way you're going to get in there. Not with your denomination, your name on a book, and everything that man has come up with, rules and regulations that they go by. It's the rules and regulation that God has laid out in his word that we got to go by. We can go into the world and seek after the kingdom of God and be not, we be in the world, but not of the world. But if you go into the world preaching the things of the world and living by the things of the world, you of the world, you're in the world and of the world, and God has nothing to do with you. Plain and simple. You got to believe on the only begotten of God. There's some denominations that teach this, and they teach this, and some something else. But the only true gospel is in the lids of the Bible. Jesus came in the volume of the book from the beginning. He was the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. God in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Not to somebody else or not four or five different ones, but to himself. Your doctrine of Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost is a false teaching, my friend. Thee though the Bible speaks about the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. But he said, these three are one. God in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Believe what the scripture says, not what some foreign denomination that was started out and they call Catholicism and this or that or one thing or another. Believe what the Word of God says. Calling upon the name of the Lord. Repent from your sins. Be in godly sorrow. Raising your hand may not get it, my friend, and saying, Lord Jesus, come into my life. And he said, with a broken heart, a contrite spirit, I will in no wise cast you out. He don't have no respect to person. I know how it was with me, and I've seen others do the same thing. But I've seen some of these here raise a hand, and the preacher would repeat after me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. And he'd tell me on the way. Well, I don't know where they're going, my friend, but the only one way into the kingdom of God, and that's through the door. And Jesus said, I am the door. I am the truth. I am the light. I am the way in. I am that I am. And my friend, it's only one way into the kingdom. That's through Jesus Christ. He said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So we need to understand there's one true gospel. Many other gospels out there are gossips. And there's many of the false teachings out there. But believe upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Read your Bible. Find out what God has to say. That the report's been given. As Isaiah 53 says, who has believed the report? If you believe the report, read it. 1 John will reveal the arm of the Lord to you. There, the first chapter of John, when he said that God was manifested in the flesh. He was the arm of the Lord God of glory, Jesus Christ. He is the arm of the Lord. My friend, believe the written part of the scriptures, not every wind of doctrine that comes down the road. I've seen many people in my time, and I've been around a long time, been up and down this road, across the way as a driver many times, talked to different many people. And everybody's got something other different. But my friend, there's only one true living gospel, and that's the gospel of Jesus Christ and him crucified. The apostle teachings and doctrines that were in that he came into this world, God manifested into the flesh. Some people won't believe it. Unbelief was sin according to God's word. But if they don't believe the report, then what do they believe? They believe something else, and if it ain't the right truth, they don't believe the truth of God's word, then unbelief will get them cast out. It won't get their name on the Lamb's Book of Life, because to get your name on the Lamb's Book of Life, you've got to belong to Christ, and the only way you're going to belong to Christ is repent of your sins and be godly sorrow, calling upon the name of the Lord, getting your name on the Lamb's Book of Life. Wherein that when he stands there on that day and he looks on the book and sees your name, he'll say, enter in to thy rest. But if you're not on the book, your name's not on the book of life, he's going to say, depart from me, you work of iniquity. I never knew you. There's going to be a lot of weeping and wailing going on. It's going to be, as somebody said, some sled walking and talking, kicking the can down the road, so to say. Brandon, ain't going to be no kicking, no can. You're just going to fall right headlong into hell if he says, depart from me. Ain't no smart lawyer is going to jump up and say, hey, we want a new trial. We got evidence of this and that. No, the evidence is plain. God's going to be the judge of all things, and his judgment's going to be true. And if he says, enter in, you got it made. If he says, depart, you're still going to fall headlong into hell with the devil and all of his angels. My friend, it's come to the time when the rubber, as Dr. McGee used to say, has hit the road. The rubber's on the road. It's time to put your brakes on your sin and your iniquities and call him on the name of the Lord and repent, because Jesus is coming soon, and it won't be after the fact that he comes that you'll repent. It's going to have to be before he comes. Right. It's going to have to come to the place to wherein you repent now. For today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow you or I, either one, haven't got the promise of. So today, recall upon the name of the Lord. Truly, repent. Humble yourself before under the mighty hand of God. There we can really abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You can't get there no other way, my friend. You can't go by every wind of doctrine and every religion that comes down the road. You got to go for the truth and know nothing but the truth. The apostle teachings and the gospel of Jesus Christ came to them from the Lord himself. God manifested in the flesh, taught these 12 men the gospel, and they preached it and they brought it forward. They was persecuted. And so, my friend, if you stand for the truth and for God and believing that Jesus is God manifested in the flesh, baptized in his name, you can look to get some repercussion from it. They're going to persecute you. I have been called all kinds of things, but nevertheless, when Jesus calls, you can call me gone. That's what I'm looking forward to. When he calls and says, come up here, I want to go. I want to leave this planet Earth and go to be with my Lord and Savior, the one who died for me, purchased my sins with his life, my life with his precious blood, gave me the opportunity, and I accepted it and believing upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, accepted his gospel, his truth of his word. That's the only way you can make it, my friend. I preach to you this because I want to see you make it. There's many of you out there today that is maybe, some says, walking on the fence line. There ain't no such a thing. It's either you are or you ain't. There ain't no in between. You can't walk in the middle of the road and be satisfied to God. You either repent of your sins or you're going to die in your sins. Be repented of your sins. Your sins will be blotted out by the blood of Jesus Christ. If you walk in your sins is going to get you cast into outer darkness where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. There's only one way to make it, my friend. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You can't get there no other way. It's going to come the time that we're in that many people are thinking, oh, well, I got it made. Well, he may have it made in this world as far as riches and these things and all that concerned and everything. I hear one man on the TV there and all he did, plant your seed, plant your seed. What he's meaning is you give me $1,000 and I put it in my bank account and it'll grow, but you don't get nothing. My friend, it's futile. When Jesus told the apostles to go out and preach the gospel, he told them not to even take a extra pair of shoes, not another coat. But when they entered into the place to wherein that they went, in the house that went into the town or the city, and they preached and they received them, they would be all right. But if they didn't receive them and didn't meet their needs, in other words, they didn't receive them, when they leave, shake the dust from the feet, and it would be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah than it would be for that place. My friend, I shook the dust from my feet from some of them because they wouldn't receive it, the gospel of Jesus Christ. They received some people that was stood up there and wanted this or that or one thing or another, not believing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But that place went apart. It was closed up. My friend, I'm not bragging or boasting, but I'm just telling you what God said he would do. And the word of God is truth. If you don't believe the word of God, and you may as well just eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you die. And if you don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, there ain't but one other place to go, my friend, and that's down. You ain't going to be going up into the rapture of the church, dead or alive. The dead comes first, from corruption to incorruption. Them remain to be alive will be caught up together, be changed from mortal to immortality. That's the only way it's going to be. But you've got to be born again of the water and of the Spirit. You got to have the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, abiding in you, and to worry in that you are a part of the kingdom. Without him, my friend, you and I would be lost as lost can be. The only way that we can have our soul salvation is by the blood of Jesus Christ. God himself came into this world to die for a miserable wretch as we are, and was born in our sins and iniquity. He came to give us life and live it to us more abundantly. And some of them say, well, I ain't got no life of more abundant. Wait until you hold on to the hem of the garment. Pray and seek after God. And then when that abundant life comes, it's going to be into the kingdom of God, and wherein there will be joy, peace, and love forevermore. No more party. But my friend, what is accumulated into this world, and they call it joy, all this year, abundant life that they have in this world, my friend, all this will be done away with. All their wealth and their stuff and everything. Some of these rich men, according to the word of God, is going to howl and run and throw their wealth into the holes where the bats, and cry for the rocks and the mountains to fall on them. My friend, riches is not going to get you into the kingdom of God. Repent, being humble by the hand of God, calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, believing upon God and receiving of his Spirit and the Holy Ghost, being in you. They claim they got so modern now, they won't say Holy Ghost, they say Holy Spirit. Well, it may not be this difference in it, but I think that on the day of Pentecost, he said they received the Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost, and I thank God for it. Hallelujah. I praise him for his love and thank him each and every day. When I wake in the morning, I say, thank you, Lord, for another day and letting me share it with you. Keeping me safe through the night. Pray that prayer also, my friend. Be conscious of what's going on around you. Watch out, for the devil is out as a roaring lion, seeking that he may devour. Look into the things that are happening across the land. Killing is going wild about this. The devil is out as a roaring lion. He's engulfed in people and captivated their minds and their hearts so much until they do his bidding for him. And that's what is happening. And he's destroying these people. Killing them right and left. I hope and pray to God that there's some of them may have peace with God, and they're better off than you and I are primarily. But pray and seek God. Seek the kingdom of God with their whole heart, soul, mind, and body, with all your strength. We appreciate those that have wrote to us and praying that God would bless you and keep you, my friend. Pray for us as we pray one for another, and God bless you and keep you. In our prayers to him, that for you and for all of us, that we could be one day meet him in the clouds of glory and be with him forevermore. May God richly bless you. Pray for us as we pray one for another. May God bless and keep you in our prayers. Walk with God. Believe on him, the only begotten of God, full of grace and truth, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Take time out for Jesus. He took time for you.
Take a little time in the morning, and you'll feel better all day. Take a little time for Jesus. To get down on your knees and pray. He took the time to die on the cross, so all of our souls wouldn't be lost. If you find yourself slipping, then the thing to do is take time out. For Jesus, he took time for you. Sometimes you may be in a hurry. You have so many things to do. But don't forget about Jesus. Remember, he didn't forget about you. He took the time to die on the cross, so all our souls wouldn't be lost. If you find yourself slipping, then the thing to do is take time out for Jesus. He took time for you. Take time out for Jesus. He took time for you.
We would like to thank you for joining us today on Take Time for Jesus. Email the show at ecompton31@yahoo.com. If you'd like to check out past shows of Take Time for Jesus, go to our website, taketimeforjesus.com. We look forward to joining you again on our next show as we Take Time for Jesus.